Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to this, the most amazing amazingness of amazing episodes, number 50 for the Tiny Shutter. That has to be some kind of milestone. Like, there must be some kind of award somewhere on a shelf collecting dust, and somebody's got to be saying, right now they're saying, Tiny Shutter made it, get the award, and somebody's got to blow the dust off. Anyway, this is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, the iPhone photography podcast for iPhone photographers, by iPhone photographers, all about iPhone photography, and my name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
And waiting in the wings behind the curtain is Joseph Ferreira, helping us out with our technical note-taking and shooting us links when we forget what we're talking about and all that kind of fun stuff. So thanks for being there for us, Joe. And let me start off this grand 50th episode with what you would think would be a giant prepared monologue by saying, I am not prepared. I am prepared for our feature down the road, but I am not prepared for the news. Mark, do you have any news for us today?
I have got something that has been in the headlines a while ago that we covered, and it's resurfaced. This is the photography that was done on the iPhone, but it was featured on Instagram, of the New York Yankees. And in this particular case, it's A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
This is the dude who dragged the Yankees players into the John. And you could see the behind-the-scenes pictures of the urinals. And I think there's a dude with his pants around his ankles dropping a deuce. And there's A-Rod, conveniently enough, getting his picture taken by a dude with an iPhone and some Kina Flows.
I was going to say it's never been a more fitting place for a Yankee.
But there goes like 17 of our listeners.
In all fairness, I hate all baseball, so they all belong in the John.
So New York Times is going to be using one of those photos that this gentleman took, photo of A-Rod, and it's going to be on the cover of – is it already been?
I think it's already been. This photo is – Yeah, it was basically in the New York Times as a cover photo.
Well, obviously our man behind the curtain, Joseph Pereira, will post a link to this in the show notes, and go and take a look at the picture of A-Rod that they used. And now it's actually really funny. Do you guys ever remember the episode of Friends where Joey Tribbiani talks about some of his secrets? He tells the class, or he's telling somebody about his secrets, some of his secrets for acting.
No.
And this picture of A-Rod reminds me of this thing that Joey was talking about. And then because of where the picture was taken, it even more so reminds me of it. Joey was talking about smell the fart acting. And where if you needed to get that kind of serious face while you were trying to remember your lines, you would make a face as if you had just smelled a fart. And that's the exact picture. I mean, that's the exact face that A-Rod is making in this picture. And they happen to be in a crapper, so it's pretty funny.
Anyway. This photo is – this was published in the Sunday edition.
This past Sunday.
Yeah. And so. It's actually a licensed Getty image still.
No kidding.
Yeah.
If you go back, if you scroll further down the link, you got the one of A-Rod smelling the fart, and then you got the one of Jeter being like, "Is that you, man?" Anyway, we'll move on. We definitely talked about this. I remember us talking about this. I'm not sure if it was on Tiny Shutter or if it was on LensWipe, but we definitely talked about this. And kudos to the guy. I mean, he did use an iPhone, but he's got Kina Flow set up and everything like that. But, you know, it just shows. I mean, it's one of those things where you can make great images with a little bit of skill, some patience, and a urinal.
Business Insider wrote that the Times' decision to publish an Instagram photo threatened traditional photography and the world as we know it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, we should give Benjamin Lowy a call and ask him how he feels about that.
Yeah.
So, let's do this. Let's give a nod to our. You know where I got that from? Let's give a nod to our sponsors. You know where that comes from, right?
No, where is it?
That's what's his name from the photo photo, whatever it is, photo podcast, This Week in Photo.
Oh, that guy?
Twip, yeah. That's how he always says that. He's like, let's give a nod to our sponsors.
Well, you know what? It could be worse. It could be Gavin Symes.
No, God, don't even. So anyway, let's give a shout out. How's that?
Let's do that.
That's my pop radio. Give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Mark.
Let us start with Camera App Course.
You said lettuce.
Lettuce. I'm sorry. It's cameracourseapp.com.
The cool thing about this is we talked about this on the last episode I was on. The cool thing about this is it's an app on your phone. So if you are sitting in the doctor's office and you are waiting to you're waiting for to be called in, or like tonight for me, I was at a recital thing for my daughter. And, you know, everybody's taking their seats and I'm waiting for something to happen. So I pulled out my iPhone. It's perfect time to sit there and get one of these short videos or read some of the instruction from the app. It's not like having to go and log into a website and sign up for a course and get into, like, you know, one of these Blackboard scenarios or forum situations or anything like this. It's a very convenient click, bang, boom. If you've got 3 minutes, you can watch a video or read some of the stuff. If you've got a little bit more time, you can dig into a couple of them. Or as Joe mentioned last week, there's longer episodes or longer segments. So it's wicked convenient to be able to have it right there on your iPhone, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's cool anyway. I haven't had enough time to dig into it as much as I want to, but I think it's an awesome idea. I had a very...
Well, that's the beauty about this is that you can dig into it as much as you want, or if you need it as a quick reference guide, you have that as well, because some of the... You have the brief synopsises of... Synopsi?
Synopsi.
you have the brevity of it to go over some ideas, and then bang, you're all set.
Yeah, I had a very similar one, or have a very similar one for coding / building iPhone apps, and it's something that I love having. It's just it's there. It's you click in, you get in, you get some real knowledge, and you can go back and forth however many times you want. So yeah, it's awesome. You can find out more about them on tinyshutter.com. Links are in the sidebar, and Mark's going to tell you the website you can go to now too.
It is www.cameracourseapp.com.
Awesome. And thank you very much for their support. And we will move into this week's feature. And this week's feature, I have two things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to start off by talking about the massive amount of apps that we possibly have or don't have or don't use, rather, on our phone. So... If you're like me, I have a couple apps that I use that'll actually give me information on, they'll give me like heads up on apps that are coming up for free, right? You know what I'm talking about? One of these apps like Apps Gone Free or Free App a Day or
right.
Or any of these. And actually, if you're a fan of the Tiny Shutter on Facebook or the appwhisperer.com or any of these other ones, you know, you get these free app alerts all the time. So what I ended up with was an absolutely obscene amount of apps on my phone. 99% of them are photo apps. And I'm going to take a screen cap of this and send it to Joe so that he can put it on the page. Right now I have 127 apps requiring update. That's how many apps I have on my phone. I don't get into the updating as much as I should. And,
clearly.
and so because I have all of these apps, so my reason for wanting to get into this discussion is because it was kind of sparked a couple of weeks ago. You weren't on the show and I was, and it was sparked by the fact that we had both gotten this pick thing. The hell's it called?
PicTapGo.
That's the one. So we had both gotten PicTapGo. This was actually one of the paid apps, and you and I were sending a few texts back and forth about the app.
Right.
I absolutely hated it. with like, I mean, and no offense to the developers, I know you guys put a ton of time in it, but for me personally, and you guys have to know this, that some apps work for some people and some apps don't work for other people, right?
Right. I absolutely love the app, and Keith is in, he's indifferent. That's the way it goes.
No, I'm not indifferent. I can't stand it.
he mildly has some issues with the app.
Mark, I'm indifferent.
So, but this got me to thinking, and this, as well as my bit of a, and you, Matt mentioned this a little bit last week too, is that I'm in a little bit of a slump with my photography right now. I'm just so many things going on in my life and so much stuff I want to do. And I mean, I haven't picked up my actual camera in, other than for work, because I use it in my job, I haven't picked it up to do stuff for myself in a long time. And the same thing goes for my iPhone now. I use it, I love it as having it. Like tonight, I took a couple pictures of me and my daughter at her thing. I love having it for that, but I haven't done any creative stuff with it, right? So I wanted to talk about the breadth of apps that I have and how they are actually sometimes strangling my creativity. First of all, is this like an obnoxious kind of concept to you guys, or do you guys kind of feel where I'm coming from?
I totally get where you're coming from. I think just so many different apps out there, it just kind of overwhelms you. I would say my reaction is slightly different, but I feel the pain.
Just let me give, just so we have an idea of a concept. I have a page that's dedicated to my photography stuff. A page, should I say, that is dedicated to the photography apps that I use more often than the other pages of photography apps that I don't use. Mm-hmm. And on this page, I have PicFX, Instagram, Snapseed, PS Touch, Average Cam Pro, Photosynth, and Hipstamatic, as well as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 folders that are all very close to full of apps. Okay, and in those are things like Square Ready, Square Ready Pro, a couple other photo frames. I have one folder that's specifically for frames, one that's fun photo stuff that's got like the Mobile Monet and the classic photo booth and things like that.
Right.
One that's photo tools that I actually use a lot, that has Light Track, it has Planets, it has the Nikon Learn and Explore, which is a really good app. Light meter and stuff like that is in there. So anyway, this is a page that's got, on its own, probably has over 100 apps. And then if you go back through my other pages, I have folders and folders and folders of apps that I never even look at, unless I'm trying for some desperate reason to spark creativity, which it never does. It usually just stifles it. So I was going to delete these the other day, and I decided, you know what, I want to use it as a topic for the show before I do that. I am going to go through and really, really thin out these. I mean, there's no need for me to have 8 frame apps that make the collages or the triptychs or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't need 8 of those. So I'm going to go through and thin those out, and I really feel that losing some of that baggage will kind of lighten me up and make me feel less bogged down. And I mean, I think some of it has to do with being a part of Tiny Shutter and theappwhisperer.com and all the other things that we do. I think that some of it has to do with that, because I feel like, oh, I need to freaking try and have this breadth of knowledge of all these things among everything else that we're doing. And I just don't think that I can keep up with it. And so it becomes a little bit overwhelming. And I think that this can happen for other people as well. And so my new rule is going to be, if you get a free app, check it out. If it's amazing, then see what else you might be able to replace with it. If it's not so good and it's something that you feel like, oh, I'll keep it, because I'm like a pack rat like that too. My basement has spare parts from 17 different things I put together over the past year. You know what I mean? If you don't think you're going to use it and it's not going to, get rid of it. And that's my new thing, is I'm just going to keep things clear, because that way I can come through and I can get a picture taken, get a picture edited, and get it sent on its way. And that's really, I feel like just having that lightness will help me out as far as this little bit of a creative slump I'm in.
I hear you. Matt, how about you? Are you feeling the same kind of pinch?
I actually go both ways on this. Sometimes I'm kind of in the same boat as Keith, where I have about a trillion apps on my phone. and I'll take a photo and I know that I want to do something with it, with an app, but it's like, well, you know, where do I start? Which app should I use? You know, and it's lately it's been, well, you know, I have some new apps, new to me apps on my phone, like Distressed Effects, and I really enjoy using that. But on the other hand, I haven't used Pick Effects in a while. Maybe I should do that. And then I end up doing nothing because I can't figure out what to do. Or I'll go the other extreme and I'll edit a photo like 20 times with different apps and have 20 different versions of it. And then I can't decide which one I like better to post on Instagram and stuff.
Truthfully. That's exactly what I was getting at, is you just kind of get in that kind of weird place, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You, Mark, anything?
For me, it's been I've been disappointed with the edits that I've been doing. I've actually whittled down my my app selection. So you have like 100. I have like, let's see. I have Simply HDR, PicTapGo, Slow Shutter, Pro HDR, and Snapseed as my editing softwares.
Nice.
But even then, it's like I take a photo and I bring it in to edit, and whatever it seems like, whatever I do, the quality of the image goes down, and that's been bugging me a lot. Like, I really hate adding to the noise of the photo, just seeing more grain pop up with every edit that I make. So right. I've just been bouncing back between Camera Plus and the native camera app just to take photos. I find that the less I do, the better that the photo stands out, and it's better print quality too, because I have been printing some. So I've been just trying to just do as little as possible when I photograph. That's pretty much where I've been at.
So everybody understands what we're saying, and that's kind of one of those things. Maybe take a minute to go through and and filter out the stuff that you're not going to use. And then, you know, this is going to be my rule going forward, is if I do grab a free app, instead of sticking it in a folder, I have four folders labeled needs review. I have needs review 1, needs review 2, needs review 3, needs review 4. And I haven't even looked at these freaking apps yet.
You know, the other thing is that we're all pretty active on Instagram. If we're not posting, we're actively looking at photos pretty much all day. We're constantly being bombarded with different sorts of edits. I mean, whether it's like a more saturation, you know, it's a Hipstamatic effect, or it's some other one, the distressed effect that you were talking about, Matt. We're constantly being bombarded with stuff, so that can't be helping us with our own stuff.
Hey, so let's give 3 minutes real quick, Mark, or have you guys already talked about PicTapGo?
Wait, we're back to PicTapGo?
I just wanted to ask you, like, what it was about it that you liked. I just wanted to go over the one thing that you're – oh, forget it.
No, we could go. Look,
I just don't like – you scroll down. See, like, when you're using – Pick Effects,
right?
Your picture stays in front of you, and you scroll sideways through the different options, and your picture is always in front of you. With Pick Tap Go, you have to scroll down, and then your picture disappears, and all you're left with are these tiny thumbnails. And then when you click on one of these thumbnails, it brings it up to the bigger picture,
right?
But now you don't know which filter you just clicked on. There's nothing that says, "Oh yeah, I use this one." So now if I don't like it, and I go down to try and find something, I'm like, is that the one I just picked, or is it not just the one I just picked? I just don't like it. It's irritating. The UI is the main thing, and I hadn't gotten past that to see what the quality or creation I could do with it is.
See, I could see that. The UI is just – it just works for me. Like, I don't have that issue. I pick my photo. I go through the edits. If I – pick something that I didn't like, I just hit the back button and it reverts back to the previous one.
You do.
So I think what works really well for me for PicTapGo more than anything else is that I can make my edits very subtle, and that's all I really want. I don't want to go overboard. Like, I know with Instagram, they have that Lux option. When you tap it, it's all or nothing. Right. And sometimes I just want it to be kind of halfway or a quarter of the way. This is something that allows me to do that. And I've had some really great results with that. And you know what? As much as I like the app, I haven't even been using that lately either. I just really want to shoot the photo and that's it.
All right. So let's do another one real quick here. Just for fun. Just for fun. How many photos do you have in your camera roll right now?
Oh my God. I actually, let me see. I don't have that much because I've had
Joe,
to clear.
Joe, tell us. Either text us or come on.
I have 166 photos in my camera roll.
Wow, nice.
But that's because I had to remove 5 gigs worth.
Go ahead, Joe.
I have 373 right now.
Excellent. And Matt?
I have 383.
Okay. Anybody want to take a guess for me?
642.
15,000.
4,642.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you this. With me, I'm constantly pulling off my photos because I've had instances where I've lost a ton of pictures. I lost it once when I did an update on my phone and I did it the wrong way.
Oh yeah. And so, and that's happened to me too. Yeah,
Keith also has the 64 gig model. We have the
yes, exactly. I have the 16 gig, so I can't hold that many. But you know, I'm paranoid about losing my photos, so I'm constantly pulling them down.
Yeah, same. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, and so in my defense, all mine are backed up. I have them backed up in actually two different places. And the last time I did it, I backed them up to Lightroom with the intention of clearing this thing off. So that's in my camera roll. I also have another 340 in another folder called old camera roll, which is the last time I did it. I went through and I culled out all the good ones that I wanted to keep on my phone to show people, and then put them in a folder called old C roll, and then started the new camera roll. And what I need to do is go through them again and you know, whatever, make a folder called 2012, 2011. I have photos on this thing from 2011. So
in my photo library, that's including the camera roll and all the photos that I've made into folders, I have a total of 677.
So anyway, I just thought that would be fun. Real quick, I really do want to touch on Vine because I'm really thinking that this is going to be my next step as far as trying to spark up some creative juices. I know we talked about Vine briefly before, just because it had started getting some hype and some kind of viral traction that we talked about. Have you guys, first of all, do you have Vine on your phone?
Yes.
I do not, but I will get it.
Okay. So we all know what Vine is. Vine is Twitter's little, video version of Instagram. There's no filters and there's a couple burdensome kind of annoyances about it, but essentially it gives you 6 seconds of video that you can create and then post in a very similar fashion to, Instagram. And the first time I tried it, well, we had obviously talked about it here, and after we talked about it here, I downloaded it and I never touched it. I started an account and I never touched it.
Yeah.
And then I spoke with a friend of mine and he had started using it. And I'm like, "All right, I'll give it a try." And I did, and I followed his and I made a couple. And you know, whatever. It was like, "Okay, I've made a couple vines, and this is whatever, and whatever, I move on."
Right.
Then I met up with another friend of mine who is a very artistic person in my local community here, who is very socially driven too, as far as social media with Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all these kinds of things. He's really deep involved in the art community and trying to bolster the art community through these avenues. And he really, really opened up my eyes to the possibilities and potential with Vine. And I scam through his, and if anybody wants to know the person I'm talking about, I will give you who you can search for right now. Let me find his username. That's the other thing too, is weird, is I can't figure out for the life of me how to really get a good search on people.
Yes.
It's not like they don't have at signs. That's another thing that sucks, is you can't at sign somebody in a comment. It won't actually direct link to them or any of that kind of stuff, which is annoying.
Yeah, that's the big problem I had. I was trying to figure out for at least 10 minutes what my username was. And I'm like, well, oh, yeah.
How did you find out your username?
I remembered that I signed up with my Twitter account.
I see. I think that's what I did too. So I'm assuming it's going to be it's going to be the same as my Twitter handle, which I don't even know what that is. I think my Twitter handle is Keith S. Tharp or Keith Tharp or something like that. But anyway, the gentleman I'm referring to that really kind of opened my eyes to the potential of Vine, his name is Andy Mack Jr. So you could probably search Andy Mack Jr. And so I looked through his stuff, and he had – the first one I came across was one of him at a local fried fish place down the road. And so what you can do with Vine is you can tap the screen and it'll record. If you let up, it'll stop recording, and then you can recompose and record again and recompose and record again. You can do this as many times as you want within that 6-second span, right?
Right.
So – He went to this place, I believe it's called Cat Nine Tails or something like that, I'm not sure, but this fish shack, fried fish shack, and basically told the story of his visit there by getting a shot of the sign, by getting a shot of the interior, by getting a shot of his food, and by getting a shot of something else. He got four segments in this 6 seconds that tells the story about his visit to the fried food shack, right? And I'm like, this is freaking awesome, because at first I'm like, 6 seconds is worthless. What the hell are you going to do with 6 seconds? But it was awesome. It was like, he's just told me a story. I really feel, after watching the 6 seconds of his Vine, I got a little bit of a story of, wow, this is a pretty cool place. I get to see the atmosphere. I get to see the food. I've seen the sign, so now I know where it is. He's done another one of some sleds, snowmobiles rather, out on the trails. He's done another one of last weekend was Maple Syrup Weekend here in New Hampshire, and he did one of Maple Syrup Weekend with some. You can see the sap running through the poly lines and some other stuff in the story. And so now I'm compelled to really kind of try and create like this, because you can't. Here's the really interesting thing about it. You cannot go and grab a video from your camera roll, hack it up, and add some audio and turn it into a 6-second creation. You have to do it right there, right then, in the app.
Right.
And if you screw it up, you have two choices. You can post a screwed up one, or you can throw it away and start again. And It's literally, because of that, it's literally like going back in time 30 years to when we had to take pictures with a 110, 16 exposure roll of film, and you got what you got. And so you get this next level of trying to tell a story, and you've got that 6 seconds to create something. And there's I've been finding some really, really cool stuff on Vine that people are doing this with. And I mean, actually recently one of the bigger movie trailers released a 6-second Vine. They just like you see some going up on YouTube and stuff like this. I don't remember what movie it was, but they did one of their earliest video clips and kind of promos was via a 6-second Vine. So I wanted to talk about that because I did one last weekend where the kids and I, actually it was this past Sunday on Easter, the kids and I went out into the road and picked up litter out on the side of the road. And so I did a shot of some litter, I did a shot of us opening up the trash bag, and then I did a couple shots of us throwing trash in the trash bag to kind of tell the story of us picking up the side of the road on Easter Sunday. And I just think it's a really awesome new creative thing to kind of really get your gears turning, because you have to really, if you want to do this correctly, if you want to tell the story correctly, you really have to put a little bit of thought into it, or a lot of thought into it. Set your shot up, set your scene up, get your ideas in your head so that you know, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this is how we're going to, you know, you're basically setting up a production scene, getting it ready to go, getting your ideas in place so that you can do it and put this vine together. I think it's a really, really cool, at least juice churning kind of tool.
I really enjoy the stop animation that people have been doing.
So what I'd like to do...
Mine's a little shorter than yours. You said this whole profound thing. I'm like, I like the cartoons.
What I'd like to do is offer up people to get on Divine. And I believe hashtags work on this.
Yeah, they work. I actually tested it today.
Hashtags work, but you cannot do at signs, which kind of sucks. But we don't currently have a tiny shutter Vine yet, but what we can start right away is just hashtagging tiny shutter on your vines. And before the end of the show, I'm going to figure out what the hell my Vine username is. And
you know what, when you see his Vine on Instagram, oh Jesus, on Vine, yeah, we'll figure it out, because if once you post something, then I'll be able to find you.
I've already got a whole bunch of them posted.
Hashtag tiny shutter.
Oh, no. That's a good point. Can I just hashtag right now? I'll just hashtag this one. I'll go hashtag tiny shutter. That's a good way. Well, that's how we can find each other, is find each other on the tiny shutter. I just hashtagged my recent one, tiny shutter. I did one of my daughter. We're early stages of spring here, so 90% of my yard has thawed out, but we have this little patch that's under the trees that still has snow. So my daughter grabbed a sled and decided she was going to sled down it, and I kind of did a pan from the grass to the snow with her sledding down it. Kind of cute.
I'm looking at it right now. That's pretty badass.
Okay, so cool. You found it. So I don't know. Maybe you can click like, and that way I can follow you back or whatnot. And same for everybody else that's listening.
I just posted one of my videos up there, so you can do the same to me.
Perfect. Tiny shutter hashtag, and we'll all get into this kind of creative storytelling thing. I love it. I think it's going to be a really fun, enjoyable thing to do. I really, really like the kind of... The constrictions of making something with very little. But my two big knocks on Vine right now are the fact that you can't at sign somebody, which is annoying, because I'd like to have at signed my daughter in this particular post. And then the other thing about it is it's like not safe for work, because if you open up your Vine, you're going to instantaneously get a Vine running. And if it's a Vine of a frickin' rock and roll concert and you forgot to turn your volume down, it's boom, instantaneously loud frickin' stuff coming out of your
phone.
I wish there was a way for you to choose to listen to it rather than have it blasting instantaneously. Those are the two issues for me as far as Vine goes. But
hey, check out the one I just posted.
Yes, sir.
If you go to the hashtag tiny shutter, I did my very first stop motion animation.
Oh, I like that. That's very cool. That's very cool. Nice job.
Not really. Okay. My hand is showing in half of it.
Doesn't matter. I love it. It's awesome. So I'm following you now. Okay, everybody. Tiny shutter on Vine. Do it up. It's a really cool thing. You're gonna love it. And it really, I mean, if you're in a similar place as I am right now, as far as a little bit of a slump in iPhone photography, this is definitely something to get the juices stirring.
And please, no penises.
Ah, please. Hey, speaking of penises. Oh, that's a bad segue. I guess I won't go into our next sponsor, and we'll go into the post pick of the week instead.
Post pick of the week is of a penis.
For post pick of the week, it is going to be my turn this week because I haven't been around in a while. And I would love to talk to a person named Science Wins. First of all, I love your username. Second of all, this post of mushrooms in some kind of crazy post-apocalyptic neon craziness that you have created here is very, very cool. I love it. I think it's a very neat effect that you've got going on. Very, very interesting to sit there and kind of dig into. And it's something that I can imagine like hanging on the wall while I fire up the lava lamps, turn on the black lights, and kind of, you know, get the bong fired up, I guess, right? So if you guys, this is actually fairly recent. It was posted a day ago. Username is Science Wins, and it is a picture of two mushrooms that are all of the orange tone on a black background with some kind of neon sketchiness type of going on.
How did I miss this guy?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Very cool. And thank you very much for contributing to the Tiny Shutter hashtag Science Wins. You are this week's post pick of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be a post pick of the week, make sure you get over to Instagram and hashtag your photos Tiny Shutter. And also can head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter and post some pictures there. And you can do it on Twitter. You can do it on Twitter as well with hashtag Tiny Shutter. Though I got to be honest with you, most of the stuff that we do, we have pulled some once or twice from other locations, but Instagram is the place that we go to most often. And who knows, maybe soon after the Vine hashtag gets revved up, we will pull a cool Vine every now and then too.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am. You know, there's just some really cool stuff. It just adds another exclusively awesome element. I saw a sunrise the other day, and I was able to hear the birds and the wind and the beautiful sunrise. It's just very cool.
Sunrise has made noise, huh?
I am not going to talk any more about Vine because we've already talked about it. But there you go. And
I just downloaded it and I'm following both of you guys.
Sweet.
So woo-hoo. I'll get some content on there shortly.
Excellent. And I mean, by way of our initial mission with Tiny Shutter, Vine falls right into it. Way back in the early days, we did decide that it was going to be photography and video, but we have definitely neglected the video for the most part. I mean, other than some few things here and there, we have neglected video. But this is a really cool way to kind of bump us into it.
God, if only Joe was here to talk about this too.
So let's move into talking about image blocks.
Oh yeah.
I
put in my order. You know what? I thought we were going to talk about the image blockings on Instagram, but you're actually talking about our sponsor, Image Blocks.
Well, yeah, because they're actually much different than image blocking on Instagram.
Oh, man. Instagram has been giving me a whole lot of crap, so Vine is going to be a welcome change. Image blocks is a really cool and gorgeous way to have your image printed, mounted on a solid block of wood, printed on the finest aluminium there is.
That's true.
You got to say it that way because it's awesome. I cannot wait to get my order. It should be coming any day now. My biggest fear is that I'm not going to be home to get the order because I'm always in and out. But
these are Australian hardwoods that he puts the aluminum on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you just say Australian hardwoods and it's like, oh, it's not like it's on some really hard American wood. No, no, no. This is Australian. This is Australian hardwood.
When you show them a piece of pine from here, they're like, that's not wood. And then they pop it up. This is wood.
we put our aluminium on wood.
The finest wood. It's hard. It's
Australian
thick.
I had a dime every time I heard that from a girl.
You would have a dime.
I would not. Very cool, though. Printed directly to aluminum. And
it's scratch resistant. It is stain resistant, waterproof, and it's guaranteed for years to come. It's great for portraits. It's great for printing out your iPhone photos, but it's also great for any other photo that you have. Did you take one with your point and shoot? Did you take one with your badass digital SLR? They'll print it all. They have various sizes. The one I am waiting for is a 5x5. But you can go bigger, you can go smaller, you can go different dimensions. It's really, really awesome. And you can find them, on tinyshutter.com in the right-hand side, or you could find them at imageblocks.com.au.
That's right. Scott from Scott from Image Blocks. I can't speak tonight. I don't know what's the matter. Maybe I've
and me both.
my second beer in 2 weeks is getting to me. My tolerance has dropped.
Look, I screwed up the first ad read and
anyway, Scott from Ad Jesus. Oh, we love you. Scott sent me a message just to let everybody know that there's worldwide shipping, and also to remind everybody that he has shipping worldwide from as low as, I don't have the damn figure here.
It's very reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable when you realize that you have a chunk of hardwood getting shipped all over the place. $20. Thank you very much. Scott wants everybody to know that he has worldwide shipping to the U.S. starting as low as $20. And these are Australian hardwoods, heat-infused images onto aluminium. And you'll love it. I can't wait to hear about Mark's wedding picture of him. Is that your wife?
Yes.
Man, she's cute.
Right? I married her. I put two babies in her.
On that note, thank you very much to Image Blocks for your sponsorship, and we will move on now to the focus points.
Hooray!
Yay! Hey, Matt, why don't you go first this week?
Alrighty. My focus point this week is my new diff case for the iPhone 5.
They should sponsor you. You're like a diff case, like, freak. Groupie.
I don't know why I like it so much. I just do.
That's what she said.
Nice.
Not often enough, though. All right. So, I had a diff case for the iPhone 4 that I really liked a lot. They have a new model out for the iPhone 5. They call it the Fogo. It's a little bit different than the old model. Actually, it's a lot different. The old model was a two-piece case, and then it also had some protective covers that went over the front and back of the phone. And those covers were kind of like little flip-out doors, and you could use them as like a sunshade and a screen protector, which was really cool. The new diff case is basically just a one-sided snap-in type case, so it's a lot simpler case. But some of the things I like about it are it's really ergonomic, the way it sits in your hand, the way they have the tripod mount contoured, it really just kind of fits against your thumb, and it makes when you're gripping your phone, it just makes it feel really secure. And then the other cool thing is the opening around the camera lens is a new opening that takes their new lens kit that they have. And it's kind of similar to what's the doodad that we talk about all the time, the little lens thingy.
I don't know. I really love it when you say doodad. You're talking about the Oloclip, though, I think.
Yeah, thank you. So a macro lens, a wide-angle lens, and a fisheye.
That comes with it?
It does not come with it. That's separate. But this snaps into the case. So the case has like a special opening around the camera lens on your phone, and those diff case lenses will snap right into the case. So I'll be able to talk about those real soon. They're in the mail right now, and I'm hoping to get those any day now so I could use them in Key West next week.
Badass.
But I do like the case. It's a little bit less protective than the old model, but the fact that I could snap these new lenses in is pretty cool. And then they also have a couple other accessories. So if you already have some lenses that used like the magnetic stuff to stick onto your phone, they actually make little adapters so you could use those old lenses with the new case, which is pretty cool.
Excellent. Very cool.
I'll go next. And mine's going to be very brief, and it is a focus point that I have brought up before is Pure. Pure just had an update. I don't know if you knew, but I have 100-some-odd updates, and Pure was one that is not in need of update because I already did it. And but the new update has a cool feature here. You know, it originally had the you could change from a one by one to a whatever the full crop is of the iPhone, but now it has also added a 3x2 crop, which is the standard in the range of the standard 35mm crop, or very similar also to your today's DSLRs that produce a 4x6 image. The really cool thing about this is that it's now accessible from a small button on the bottom right-hand corner of the UI. So if for some reason you wanted to go to a square crop or the 3x2 crop or the iPhone's 4x3 crop, you can do it with a quick tap of the button down on the bottom right-hand side. So that's my focus point this week, is just that PureShot's been updated. It is still my 99% go-to iPhone photography app. I absolutely love it as far as a capture device goes. The only time I use anything else is if I'm swiping for a quick picture from the lock screen to the built-in camera.
Very
That's
cool.
That's it. I got really soft there to kind of drive in the emotion.
Very cool. Well, mine's going to be very, very simple, mainly because I don't have an app this week. But I'm going to encourage people to lay off the editing, just to take a photo as is and just play with that. No editing. See what you can do out of Snapseed. Don't put any filters through Instagram. Just try to enjoy the photo naked.
Naked.
Or you could be naked while enjoying a photo. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Doing it. You won't.
I am naked right now. I'm kidding.
Too bad the focus group wasn't checking us out.
I'm kidding. I'm wearing socks.
All right. So that's going to wind up our show. I also wanted to real quick address the audience and let you know that I am going to be taking a moderately extended hiatus, and not sure if it'll be a week, 3 weeks, or 6 weeks, but I am going to be taking a leave of absence to deal with family issues and all that kind of so forth and whatnot. But I will be back. I don't have any intentions of leaving for good. But I will encourage everybody to hang out, keep in contact with me. I will still be on the Facebook page and whatnot. So Facebook page and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And cool. Yeah. So.
And I promise you, I will try not to drive the show into the ground.
Yeah, you just gotta lay off of being you. That's all.
There you go.
No.
Fortunately, I have two very great co-hosts that will beat the shit out of me.
Yeah. I leave it in three capable hands, and I will be back. By the time I get back, you'll be like, wow, that was quick. I probably won't be able to stay away too long anyway. Something will happen. Like, I'll grab my HTC One, and I'll be.
Dude, I am eyeing that. I'm still eyeing that. I mean, we talked about it last week. We've been hearing mixed reviews on the photography side, but.
Well, that's part of the reason why it got delayed. I was listening to the episode, is the camera was part of the reason why it actually got delayed. I don't know details about it, but I do recall reading a headline that mentioned that was what was delaying it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Remember, if you want to be featured as the post pick of the week, you need to be hashtagging TinyShutter. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. And you can also post to facebook.com/TinyShutter. As always, make sure you head over to TinyShutter.com, because our amazingly awesome person behind the curtains, Joseph Ferreira, is doing an amazing job by collecting notes, collecting links, and and producing the posts at tinyshutter.com. So if you have any questions or anything like that, they're probably going to be answered there, or you can click on the contact page and get a hold of us there as well.
One more thing, just to interrupt. The contest, we're postponing it for one more week. So we're just allowing some people to get in their submissions for the...
I'm postponing it because they don't want me to be a part of it. Once they found out I wasn't going to be here next week, they're like, good, we'll push the contest off until next week.
That is not true, my friend.
It's so true.
It's no, like, it's not.
It's like Mark's like, oh, I've got a contest. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Sorry.
You know what? I'll even let you pick the winner.
No, you won't, because...
you just point to him, that one. But we're letting people a few more submissions. One more week, and we'll announce the winners of the iPhone 5 Gizmon case and camera strap.
Sweet. So that's that, folks. Remember, like I said, links and information from today's show, tinyshutter.com. And did I miss anything, Mark? Oh, Vine.
Yeah.
Make sure get over to Vine and hashtag on Vine. I'm super excited and looking forward to following and getting to see more amazingly cool, great creative stuff. So get over to Vine. And that's it for me. And I will see you guys soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.